authenticity, but then when they get it, they don't want it. Make up your mind. Is it real? What type of nigga make songs about being young and shit?
Real,
probably type of nigga to be fucking on a younger bitch. I'm the type of nigga to brag my fucking on your girl. He's the type of niggas that try to touch a little girl. Probably type of nigga to call his mom instead of fight. Probably type of nigga start at 35. No matter what's done in the dark, it always comes to light. He's the type of niggas with no more of the guy's price. When I be fucking on these all niggas, bitches tell me everything, I'm disgusted. Get bending it over after fucking with you, disgusting. Acting like God deep inside, they really make loving. They got mad at me, I said, baby, keep having. They nepotism came in question, they couldn't function. Too many crackers got invited, fucked up the function. I stand up right in niggas' faces and cut the check.
Cut.
I stand up right in crackers' faces and suck my dick. That's why they hate me, it ain't nothing else in this dance. Baby, I wish it was deeper than theirs. Put it on my kids, but these crackers never update their racism. Same shit they doing now they used to do back then. When I'm rolling 7 deep in the SUV, I'm on 10. Ready to die like Biggie Smalls, but this SUV gonna spin. Now they say, Peggy, you can't rap, use a black friend. If my niggas who be bitches up that are not men. If I can't rap, cause I ain't a bitch and I don't beat girls. I'm the most non-rapping nigga in the whole world. I fuck your bitch and you review me, that's a bias.
Come on,
scores wrecked cause I got they ex tired. No give it 10, I bet Elon go AI then. Biggin' up trash ass niggas, we don't buy it. I slip and fell up in that pussy like I'm Biden. Your ex pushing me out, this bitch is riding. I did not see nothing about this in your writing. I thought it added to the art, made it exciting. I guess some people can't be real about what's inside them. I ask for feelings, but some people try to hide them. I like all my bitches same color, Michael Eric Dyson. I'm still in my prime, these niggas Jake Paul and Tyson. All gas, baby, no brakes, no brakes. Niggas that snap like a Pat Boost fitted. Drippin' all black like I'm Chronicles of Riddick. Mary Kay and Ashley shot the full house with it. Bust out the perk, nigga smoking on Grimace. Grabbed you with the racket, I ain't never played tennis. In the house like I'm filming the trigger, it's not a gimmick.
I'm so into you, I'm so into you.
Hi.
Hey, people.
What's up, people?
Something really special is happening
today. Yeah.
We have some guests, but first, we have to let you guys know what's up.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back to another episode of
Hot Topics, Hotter People.
I'm Henry.
I'm Nora.
And I don't know if you guys know what this weekend is entailing.
Yeah, what's on Saturday, Nora? Or
well,
Henry?
Right, thanks. On Saturday, what's happening is it's just a little day called... Actually, it's two of my friends' birthdays. However, it's Valentine's Day also.
Right, right.
And we wanted to just, you know, Valentine's Day is a really hard time for us. And, like... It's really a day of celebration, but it's kind of just like there's a lot to talk about here, and I really wanted to unpack this because if things go unsaid, like I don't know, I don't want it to all build up inside. Like we all have a lot of thoughts during Valentine's Day,
and right? Like, there's a lot to say, and I'm glad. Thank you for tuning into WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
No other channel.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Right.
No other channel.
So, y'all just heard JPEG Mafia's Valentine's Day freestyle. That was really good. I'd never heard it before.
This feels really formal for some reason.
It's not.
It's okay. My headphones are turned up so high to the point where it feels
maybe
like ASMR. I don't know. Okay. Do you want to introduce?
Right. So, our people. Yeah. So today here we have with us Yash and Mira. Hey, guys.
Hey. Hey.
Great.
Welcome.
We're going to get into that later, but yeah. I think we should...
Should we just keep going?
We should keep going because this song's really, really cute and I can't wait to talk about it. So here we all go. We got some New York up in here.
Thank you.
There's no time to believe. You didn't see my valentine. I sent it via pantomime. While you were watching someone else, I stared at you and cut myself. It's all I'll do, 'cause I'm not free. Fugitive too dull to flee. I'm amorous but out of reach. It's still life drawing of a peach. I'm a tulip in a cup. I stand no chance of growing up. I've made my peace, I'm dead, I'm done. Watch to a dinner date. My teardrops seasoned every plate. I tried to dance but lost my nerve. I cramped up in the learning curve.
Guys, that song is crazy to play.
What a song. So that was called Valentine by Fiona Apple, and that's a perfect place to stop. And it's a perfect place to stop and talk about what Valentine's means to us. Tell me what Valentine's Day means to you, Henry.
Oh. Sorry, a lot's happening. I don't know what Valentine's Day means to me.
Oh.
It doesn't really mean a lot. It's kind of just, like, fun. I don't know. It's, like, a holiday, and I like to, like, talk about it. But, like, it's never serious to me, and I feel like a lot of people, it's not super serious. I don't know.
Yeah.
Some people definitely take it seriously.
I mean, it's our theme.
Yeah. It's just, like, when you're hot every day, like, every day is Valentine's Day.
Honestly, yeah. Have you ever seen that episode of Barbie where she's looking through her mail and she's about to receive her driver's license, and then all of a sudden, looking through her mail and she's like, marriage proposals, another marriage proposal. Yeah. Like, that's just me every day.
Right. What does Valentine's Day mean to you?
It's always just been super fun. But then it was like,
where's my Valentine?
Like, I don't have one because so many people ask me.
Inbox full.
First of all, how am I supposed to pick? Second of all, it's just, like, it's kind of hard being out of everyone's league.
Yeah.
It's hard to find a perfect Valentine when, like, there's just no one there who's hot enough.
Right.
And it's, you know, only you. I only have you.
Yeah, you're my Valentine.
Will you be my Valentine?
Yes, I will.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
So, okay. Yash.
Yes.
What do you think about Valentine's Day? Sad? Is it sad? Like, is it happy? Like, woo.
I feel like Valentine's Day is... I feel like something that I think is really interesting about Valentine's Day is that recently it's becoming more of an excuse for people who, like, aren't in relationships to, like, get together and, like, create community around being single, which I think is really special. I think that...
Galentine's?
Yeah, the concept of Galentine's, like, I think that...
Yes.
Being in a relationship is, like, really great, and, like, so happy that, like, you love each other or whatever. But, like... I think that there's no greater love than platonic love, like love for your friends.
We were just talking about this. Would you rather, like, never find your soulmate, but, like, have a bunch of friends, or have no friends and have, like, one soulmate?
I would definitely, like, have my friends.
The friends.
Exactly.
Sure. I agree.
Because sometimes I think about stuff and I just think, well, at least I have my girls, you
Clock
know?
Clock it. Yeah. And I kind of like you. You're okay.
You're really hot. And, like, obviously I am too, but, like, I just want to, like, say that to you because I feel like...
And it means a lot coming from a hot person.
Right. Yeah.
And hot people. Everyone who listens and participates is included in the hotness.
Yeah.
This mic is crazy. I'm so far from it, but I sound so loud. Wait, I had a good question.
You have a great voice for podcasting.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel like my vocal fry has been crazy. Okay. Wait, I was going to talk about, I feel like we started off with some music that was a little, like, cutesy, or even a little, like, fun and, like, crazy. And I feel like for the next few songs, including the last one we just listened to, it really gets into a scary, scary side of, like, the holiday.
Because, and where... Yeah, go, just go.
We were talking about how, like, a lot of our songs are... It's a lot about, like...
One-sided love.
Like, longing. Love, like...
Yearning.
Yearning, guys, which we have done before. Yeah. We've been here before. Gosh,
can you turn Henry down? He's just too loud and annoying and, like...
Yeah.
He's really weird. Thank you.
Hello.
That's so much better.
Wait.
Just turn him off.
Just silence
no,
me.
No, turn him down.
I have a question, though.
For the
floor.
Right.
Okay.
Hi. What to you makes, like, the perfect love song?
Ooh. Honestly, the songs we're going to listen to, I feel like there's nothing more telling than, like, a song about unrequited love or, like a pining that someone feels for someone. Mm-hmm. Even if it's not unrequited, just, like, music that's, like, coming from someone who's, like, so down bad that, like, love compels them to sing like this.
I think that you make a really good argument, but I'm honestly going to disagree with you because I feel... I'm going to play the devil's advocate here and say that, I don't know, longing is one thing, but the perfect love song, I don't know if I have a specific favorite, but I will say that the song you just played, Thank You by who?
Bonnie Raitt.
I mean, I honestly just think that's an example of the perfect love song because it has the, like, gratitude in it. And I think there's something so genuine about love, not when it's like, I'm longing for you and I can't have you, but it's like, I have you and I appreciate
but I don't,
you.
Okay, I'm going to follow you up on that one.
Okay, yep.
I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm redefining what I was saying, and it's more about pining and longing than unrequited. Like, it's not about, like, I want you and can't have you. It's more about, like, music that's, like, solely just focused on the fact that, like, I want you so bad, the regardless of how the other person feels. Like, regardless of if it's, like, a I need you and can't have you, and more of, like, a, like, music that's, like, so, like, it's someone who needs to love.
That's so interesting, because, like, I don't know, the way I see it is just, like, isn't it so much more just joy filling when you have it and you're content with it and you're grateful for it and you're just letting it and you just have, you know it's there and you're just like, wow, it's here and I love that. But that's my opinion.
Does a love song have to be happy?
No, but that's my favorite kind.
Okay, you're valid.
What about y'all? Mira hasn't spoken.
I think we have too many love songs.
Like, okay.
No one writes a song about anything else.
So. I used to think that for a while, but I feel like something that's so, like, such an undercurrent about everything is that, like, what truly honestly matters is, like, connection. I think, like, a lot of people translate that into, like, love. And it makes sense that a lot of people feel the need to talk about it because, like, love can be, like, more than just romantic love. Love is just, like, a general sense of, like, universality and, like, needing to, like, connect
God
with others.
God is love. We talked about this in our God episode. God is love, y'all. There's no God, but there's love, and love is God.
Very true.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Okay. No. I honestly think...
It's just being human is love.
Yeah.
I think some things, the type of love song that I really like, that I really appreciate, that I feel like there's not enough of, is there's a really great song.
What is it?
By Julia Jacklin called Don't Know How to Keep Loving You.
Mm. Oh, I've never heard that one.
And I think those types of songs where it's like you're in a relationship and you're continuing to figure out like why you love someone and how you love them is really special.
Yeah.
Like, I love little details. And the first thing that comes to my mind is Faye Webster's line where she says, "You weigh just as much as me, don't you? I can feel it when we touch." Like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Little specificities like that.
To be known is to be loved.
We were just talking about this. Yeah. A fear of, like, loneliness. It's like a need to be seen by people.
Like, y'all ever see that one woman and she was saying that, like, marriage is for people who want just a witness to their life?
Yeah.
I think we should
listen
to some more songs.
I think before we listen to some songs, the place where you really find love is in the home. And what would be terrible is a home fire.
Yes.
Every 8 minutes, every day, the American Red Cross responds to a home fire or other emergency. Every 8 minutes, we're there to provide help and hope. We can't do...
And fires are so scary. We were saying a would
we
you
We can't
rather.
Do it with...
Fires are really scary, and we can't do it without you. Your donation provides food, shelter, and comfort to families affected by disaster. Every dollar you donate means more than you imagine. Fire takes everything from a family. Your donation helps them recover. Please donate today at redcross.org. That's redcross.org.
All right, everyone. That last song was Valentine by Fiona Apple. This next one is Bobby by Alex G. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you. what to do. All he wants is her, lying inside his room. He's always feeling she life is John Wayne.
And now you got to freak me out. Scream so loud, getting fucking laid. You want me to stay, but I got to make my way. Hey, y'all crazy bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Stretch yourself down my back to keep me right on. Hey, y'all crazy bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Stretch yourself down my back to keep me right on. Take it all, the paper is your game. You're jumping bed with fame. Another one not paid in full. You're so fine, it won't be a loss. Cashing in the rocks, just to get you face to face. Hey, you're crazy bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Stretch yourself down my back to keep me right on. Hey, you're crazy bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Stretch yourself down my back to keep me right on. Crazy bitch, crazy bitch. Hey, you're crazy bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Sketch yourself down my back to keep me right on. Hey, you're crazy bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Sketch yourself down my back, come on. Baby girl, you want it all. You have to go down. Take it off, no need to talk. You're crazy, but I like the way you fuck me. Hey, you're crazy bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm viewing you all night. Stretch yourself down my back to keep me right on. Hey, you're crazy bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Scratch yourself down my back to keep me right on. You keep me right on. You're crazy, but I like the way you fuck me.
Bring your tiny hand up in the night. Thank you.
safe show.
Shifting about her goddamn crochet pants, staring at God knows what.
Mentally, I'm problematic.
Wow.
That was a really great song.
We had to play some Sade.
She's so, like, sensual, but, yeah, like, beautiful. Yeah. And there's so much to say about her, but unfortunately, we don't have time for that, guys. I know.
They should put us on for 2 hours.
Honestly, I feel like this was such a great time to, like, just sit and, like, listen to all these songs.
Feel
and,
the
like,
music. Let the people spit.
Tag yourself. Which song represents your Valentine's Day that we played today? And it can include the next song that we play.
Oh, yeah.
But y'all were just listening to, like, WMFO, Medford 91.5 FM.
Tufts Reform Radio.
A.K.A. Hot topics, hotter people. I'm Henry.
And I'm Nora.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Have a good Valentine's Day.
Have a great Valentine's Day. We're going to put you on some Britney.
Nope, Madonna, babe.
Madonna, get freaky. Ow. Ooh.